There's a new piece in this month's GQ entitled Jalen Ramsey Has Something to Say About Literally Everyone. And the author of the piece is Clay Skipper from GQ, and he joins us now. What's happening, Clay?
Hey, guys.
So take us through this, man. How did you decide, or why did you decide that Jalen Ramsey would be an interesting interview piece to begin with?
Well, so we've been fans of Jalen for a while, actually. We, back when he first joined, when he came into the league in 2016, we did a series of rookie diaries with him. He's been on the radar for a while as sort of a up and coming young talent, which I think he's no longer up and coming, which is that was the original impetus for this. We were doing a package of, I think we call it the NFL's new class of badass. And we were just trying to find, you know, young, sort of the young kings, young superstars of the league. And I don't think you can really have that portfolio or package without including Jalen in it. And we wanted to get him and get behind him, but it certainly did not hurt that he also has a great personality and pretty electric both on the field and off the field, his comments.
So, Clay, I mean, I've been interviewing athletes for 20-something years. We all hope for a little bit of truth, and you got an incredible dose of truth out of Jalen Ramsey. Like, how did you do it, man? Like, how do you explain this absolute outpouring?
Well, I can take very little credit. I think the credit goes to Jalen. I mean, this is just, and I like that you use the word truth. I mean, I think that is what he was sort of shooting for. I think there's a lot of questions about whether, at least from what I've seen on Twitter or whatnot, but whether or not he was just sort of spouting off to get a rise out of people. But I don't think that was the case. I think, as far as I can tell, and I only spent a short while with Jalen, but he seems to be a guy who is, as he said in the interview, unapologetically him. And so this was just Jalen being Jalen and giving his honest opinions on things. And I think what you said is certainly true, which is increasingly in sports, it's hard to find guys who just say what they're thinking without sort of putting it through a filter or just spouting off boilerplate. And so it was very refreshing. And I think that's sort of one of the reasons that the reaction has been what it has been.
We're chatting with Clay Skipper of GQ Magazine about his recent piece with Jalen Ramsey of the Jags, where Jalen Ramsey just goes off about pretty much every quarterback. And the line of questioning began in terms of the quarterback conversation with, who are the quarterbacks, in your opinion, who don't suck? And he said Aaron Rodgers doesn't suck, Tom Brady. And then he starts to think, and then he gets into a couple of underrated guys, in his opinion. And then it just starts rolling from there. And you ask him about Garoppolo, and then Kirk Cousins comes up, and then Blake Bortles, who's his teammate. And that's one area where I would dispute how genuine he is, because he's pumping the tires of Blake Bortles. There's no way he thinks Bortles is a good quarterback. Bortles is brutal, and he knows it. But I appreciated the fact that you just kept throwing out quarterbacks. Like, it went, and then it went to Nick Foles and Tannehill and Matt Ryan. Like, were you prepared for that? Were you thinking on the top of your head, okay, which quarterback can I go to next? I mean, how did that end up playing out the way that it played out?
Well, so honestly, it was, again, this is a thing where it was, some credit goes to Jalen, to be honest, because it was, you know, I asked him that question of who, in your opinion, doesn't suck. And he did say Brady and Rodgers, and then that sort of just got him thinking, oh, what do I, you know, I think in his mind got him thinking a little bit, what do I think of all the quarterbacks? And there's a moment there where I mentioned sort of in brackets that he pulled out his phone and he was like, I don't want to miss anyone. And so he started going through the list. The Kirk one was one where I had actually done a piece on Kirk before, and I know people were very divided on Kirk, and so that was a name where I just threw out. But yeah, I mean, I think once you start recognizing that he's willing to talk about this stuff, and as we were just discussing in the previous question, be open in a way that, in a pretty uncommon way, then you just go with it. Like, yeah, that was sort of what I was thinking, was, okay, let's see how far he'll go with these reviews.
A lot of times, Clay, when you quote an athlete on a controversial topic and it blows up the way this is blown up, you know, they'll throw you under the bus and say they were misquoted. Have you heard Jalen's reaction to it at all?
I do not think they feel like they were misquoted or was taken out of context. I think that they feel like it was fair and I didn't mislead them in any way, so I'm happy about that.
Well, it's a wild piece, man. I don't know how you follow up here. Do you think Jalen Ramsey will give you anything close to this type of material down the road, or does he seem like the kind of guy that might eventually decide maybe it's not in my best interest to shoot from the hip the way that he did with you?
As far as I can tell right now, I mean, I can't speak to what he'll do in the future, but I can only sort of use this as evidence, and he seems to be someone who is not bashful about sharing his opinions right now, and frankly, you know, in a way that is refreshing and that I admire, both as an interviewer, obviously, but also as a football fan. So, you know, we'll see how the season plays out. I think that there's obviously the news cycle is turns over very quickly, but I do think a few of these comments will probably fall into the season, and depending on how those games go, then I think he will maybe it will affect how he makes decisions in the future, but I don't know. I can't speak to that. Obviously, we'll just have to wait and see a little bit.
The piece is titled, Jalen Ramsey Has Something to Say About Literally Everyone. He is Clay Skipper of GQ. Really enjoyed the piece. Really appreciate you doing this for us. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you, Clay.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you having me on.
You got it. Clay Skipper of GQ. Jalen Ramsey, I mean, now he's got this target on his back, which he might have had anyway because he's always been outspoken. And he's been in fights with wideouts and with oppositions. And
barked to Tom Brady before the AFC Championship game. Pretty
absolutely
good.
We're coming in to beat you down. Yeah. And now, okay, you're on the map, and your play puts you there. He's an all-pro.
All
he's
pro.
A really quality player. Fifth overall pick. But you better not let Josh Allen torch you.
Yeah.
Or you're in big trouble.
No kidding.
Big trouble. You better not let Roethlisberger torch you, or you're in big trouble. You know, because he went down the list and he carved up pretty much everybody.
He really did. I mean, you just don't see it, right? You just don't see guys drawing so much attention to themselves. And he must want it. Like, you got to believe he's a guy who thrives on it, right? He's a guy who needs that type of jawing, that type of back and forth. He needs to be put on edge to thrive. And hey, it must be working for him. I mean, he had a hell of a season. He seems to be universally thought of as one of the top cornerbacks in the league. By any measure, and that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's impressive, and I mean, we're in the sports media. We want more guys like this, right? Because the bottom line is,
no, I love it.
We all sit around. If you happen to get the luxury of an off the record conversation with the occasional guy, yeah, the players will be candid with you about who they think is good and who they think is overrated, and why don't you guys in the media ever write about how crappy this guy is, or how you'll hear those types of things, but it's never on the record, or very rarely on the record. Opinions like that just don't come out very often. So, you know, in other words, every player's got these opinions, but only a few share them now and then, and it's nice to hear a guy that just gives you an off-the-cuff, straight-shooting assessment of his opponents.
It's incredible content, and now again, it's something you can track at a position that very rarely gets attention game in, game out.
Yeah.
Very important position, of course it is, but now Jalen Ramsey, whenever he plays, I gotta find out how he stacked up. You know, because if he's going up against a guy who goes off for 140 yards and two touchdowns, I want to hear what Jalen Ramsey has to say about his own performance.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, which I love, because I'm with you. Who doesn't want characters like this? Who doesn't want people the players themselves supplying you with the content, and not, you know, watered down Players Tribune type garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Someone else wrote it for me and it's totally Hollywood.
Somebody else's voice. Hey, why is it every player that writes for the Players Tribune has the same writing style, Hayes? I wonder why that is.
It's
weird how they all write these incredible pieces from the heart,
right?
And I'm using air quotes, from their own mind.
They just flow majestically.
They've just got this incredible, majestic flow. They seem like professional writers all of a sudden.
Shocking.
These pro athletes, how do they do it?
I don't know. But they do.
Yeah, they do it. But
somehow they do it at the Players Tribune, and only the Players Tribune.
Only the Players
Meanwhile,
Tribune.
Those same guys who have Twitter, it's just an absolute hack job on Twitter.
So that's what I mean. Like, this is a guy speaking in his own voice, using his own colloquial expressions, and he's just torching people, and he's also complimenting people, and
yeah, you know, he pumps some tires for sure. It wasn't all bad.
It wasn't all bad, but
a lot of it I agree with.
Joey Flacco sucks. Not exactly.
No.
For a sports talk radio host, it's no big deal.
Who hasn't said that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everybody said that. Everyone pretty much believes that outside of Joe Flacco.